As you know, for the past two or three Sundays, I lost count. I've been preaching on the power of your words and how important it is that what you speak is so important. Your words can either build a bridge or they can destroy the bridge to others. And what you say, listen, it's not just what you say here, but it's what you say tomorrow morning at work. It's what you say on Tuesday, Wednesday, and what you say is very, very important, whether it's through a social media outlet or whether you're talking to your spouse. Well, that's where your words are really important, when you're talking to your spouse and to your kids, your children. It's very important. And so I felt led just to stay on this topic, to stay on this subject, that our words are very important, what we say. And I'm not going to ask you the question of, did you say anything out of the way this past week? I'm not going to ask that question. But I really believe that we should understand the power and the value of our words, what we say to people, and what we say to ourselves. But when it comes to words, as I said, we need to understand. Here are ways that we shouldn't use our mouth, that we shouldn't use our words. And in Proverbs chapter 6, this don't work up here this morning, does it? Okay. And in Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16, I'll give you time to turn there. I'll give you about 5 seconds. Proverbs chapter 6, verse 16. And this is actually a strong, strong verse here. And he's talking about lying in this verse. And in chapter 6 of Proverbs, verse 16, he says, "These 6 things the Lord hates, yes, 7 are an abomination to him. A proud look, a lying tongue, hands that shed innocent blood, a heart that devises wicked plans, feet that are swift in running to evil, a false witness who speaks lies." So he's talking about lying twice in that passage of Scripture. "And one who sows discord among brethren." Or we could translate that verse, one who sows discord maybe in the church or in the family. And so in the book of Proverbs, there are 3 major themes that's mentioned in the book of Proverbs. I believe there's 31 chapters, correct? 31 chapters in the book of Proverbs. And these 3 themes is money. The Bible talks about money? Yeah. Read the book of Proverbs. Money, morals, and your mouth. Let me say that again. 3 major themes. The book of Proverbs covers money, morals, clean living. Everybody say clean living, morals, and your mouth. And today we're going to focus on our mouth, what we say. So important. The word abomination here, we read that in verse 16. He says, 7 are an abomination to him. Lying is an abomination. It means detestable and idolatrous. When we lie, it's actually that we are actually changing places of where we worship. Idolatry. Do you know idolatry is where you're serving another god, and you may know this already, where you serve another god instead of the one true God. Amen? And it could be anything. How many agrees with me on that? It could be anything. And so it's detestable. It's idolatry. And so we all know that in the nature of God, he doesn't just speak truth, but he is truth. And lying, for some of us, can be a bad stronghold. What's a stronghold? Well, it's a bad habit you can't break. It's just a bad habit you can't break. And all of us have had strongholds, or right now, some of us here in the church have strongholds presently. There's just habits that we have a hard time breaking. But by the power of God, those strongholds can be broken. And the only way that you can defeat those strongholds, right, is the power of God, but to be accountable. Everybody say accountable. And correction. Accountability and correction. I hear people say, well, I want accountability. But when the correction starts to happen, it's like, well, I don't want to be accountable anymore. So you can't separate accountability from correction. That goes together all the time. And so that's really important. For example, us ministers, we might exaggerate sometimes. Can I be real this morning? Man, you missed it. You missed the serve. You missed it. man, 15 people got saved and really only 2 people got saved. Y'all with me? Lying is a serious thing. So don't try to dress it up, making it more or less than what it is. It is what it is. Are y'all with me? And that's why there is a mistrust there, is because we're not really telling it like it for what it really is. Don't lie. Lying. How many knows there's people, and you might have been one of those people, I don't know. I've lied before. We've all lied before. But you can get lying, you can lie so much that you can get to the point to where you believe it. Are y'all with me? You can get to the point to where you just believe the lie and you start repeating it. Let me tell you something. Somebody can tell you a lie about yourself that's negative, and throughout your life, you'll repeat that self to yourself, and all of a sudden, you'll be living a lie out of your mind of what somebody else told you that was negative, and not living out of faith and positivity. Y'all with me this morning? Lying is a serious matter. Lying is so, it's an abomination to God. Amen? And I guess I'll go here. You know, we always say, well, you know, homosexuality is an abomination to God. And it is. But when it comes to lying, it's kind of not the same. Y'all with me? But it's an abomination to God too. Amen, church? Lying is a serious matter. So be careful when it comes to lying. Do not lie. Do not exaggerate. Exaggeration is lying. Sowing discord. In verse 19, it says that the Lord, he does not like it. There's a hatred there for discord in the church or among brethren. God doesn't like it. See, your works come from your words. How many wants their works to be better, right? I know we're not saved by works, but we want our works to be better. We want to do good for God. But your works won't get better if you don't fix your words that are coming out of your mouth. And you say, why is my life like it is? Why is there so many problems? Why is there so much drama? Why is there so much trouble? It's because you don't be quiet long enough to listen to God. Amen, church? To listen to what God is saying and calm down for a little while and let God do his thing. Be still and know that I am God. Because I'm telling you, it is so easy. Listen, in this flesh, listen, there's times I'm glad I didn't say what was on my mind. Because it would have caused way more trouble than what it... Thank God I kept it, right? In church, you got to be careful who you vent to and who you talk to. Because I'm telling you, they'll spread it. Words are... they can be poison to a church. They can be poison to a family. And just like Grandma used to say, if you ain't got nothing good to say, don't say it at all. Can I get an amen? Amen? So it's very important for us to understand that. Sowing discord. People who sow discord will reap calamity. You will reap discord and sow destruction in your own life. See, he says sow. We all know what sowing is, us farmers. You sow a seed, you're going to reap fruit, right? You're going to reap vegetables. I'm telling you, if you find pleasure in dividing families and dividing people and dividing churches, if you find pleasure in that and you think you're doing the will of God by dividing, by running your mouth, you're going to reap calamity. I've got scripture for that. It's Proverbs chapter 6, verse 12. And it's in Proverbs chapter 6. And he says that you will reap calamity on your life. So don't be, can I preach this morning? Don't run your mouth about something you don't clearly know about. And just calm down. Let God take care of the matter. And don't be negative. Amen, church. Amen. God has a plan. God has a purpose for our lives. Amen. All right. Number 2 was sowing discord. Number 1 was lying. Here's another way that we can sin with our mouth, and that's gossip. It's another way. This is what gossip means, and we've talked about this, and we've talked about what does gossip really mean? We usually think, well, it's false rumors or whatever, but it's not just that, guys. Let me give you the correct definition. It's spreading intimate, personal. Spreading personal or private rumors or facts. It can even be the truth. We think gossip is just spreading rumors, but even if it's a fact, it can still be gossip. Y'all with me? Because what happens is it tarnishes the reputation and it causes division. And all of a sudden you tell one person, I guarantee you, and I thought about doing this, but I'm not going to do it for the sake of time, but I thought about starting with the first person over here, that would be Marcos, and just whisper what I told him to everyone else here in this room. And I guarantee you, when it gets to the last person, it'll be totally different than what I said. Always is, he said. It'll be totally different. So when you hear people just running their mouth about somebody else, I don't know about so-and-so, I don't know. Listen, you better be careful what you tell them, because they're going to say something about you. Are you with me this morning, church? See, it's important. Our words are so important. You're not going to succeed by talking about somebody else. You're just not going to do it. You talk about another preacher, you're not going to succeed. You talk about another church, you're not going to succeed. Amen, church. We're not called to talk about other people. We're called for unity. Listen, this is a church here. That's a church down the road. That's a church down the road. But we are the church. We are the body of Christ. Listen, they're worshiping God in a different location. But let me tell you something. They're worshiping the same God. So don't take pleasure in saying, did you hear about what happened over at that church? Man, there's a bad stuff going over there. Did you hear about that pastor? Zip it. It ain't going to help. It ain't going to benefit nobody if you're talking about people. Amen, church. Amen. Hallelujah. Somebody say praise the Lord. Gossip. It's spreading intimate or private rumors or facts. Proverbs 20, verse 19. This is what Proverbs 20, verse 19 says. It says, he who goes about as a talebearer reveals secrets. Reveals secrets. And this is what he says. This is wisdom. Everybody say wisdom. Then he says, therefore do not associate. We would say don't hang out. Don't hang out or associate with one who flatters with his lips. He's always running the V8. Y'all with me? You got to be careful, because there's going to be calamity. There's going to be problems. I mean problems that's going to happen. You've got to be careful with your words. What you say is very important. And I know sometimes when we give prayer requests here at the church, it is pure, okay? It is pure, and we do mean to pray for that person. Amen? We do mean to do it. But sometimes there are people that that do not have the intention of actually praying for that person. Y'all with me? And what happens is, they'll bring up so-and-so. Amen? They'll bring up so-and-so and they'll say, I need you to pray for so-and-so. And if you're not careful, that person, now I understand there are people that legitimately mean it, okay? But if you're not careful, and I'm telling you this for future reference, if they start going into detail and details, and they just keep going into details about this person when they should just say, just pray for this person, what they're going through, you better be careful, because everybody else is hearing it. Y'all with me? Everybody else is hearing it, and all of a sudden, you don't have a prayer meeting. Amen, church? You don't have a prayer meeting, but you just have a bunch of people just talking about other people's problems. And if you have people talking about other people's problems, will that bring a solution? But if you pray and say, you know what, we're going to pray and I'm going to give you relevant information. Relevant is the key word. I'm not going to give you irrelevant information, but I'm going to give you relevant information that's pertinent to the situation and to the purpose and to the person, and we're going to pray right now. And we believe that God's going to meet the need. Y'all with me this morning? When you make a prayer request and you mention somebody's name, you got to be careful. When you mention their name, you need to ask yourself this question. Am I really burdened for this person? Am I praying for this person, or am I talking about this person more? Amen, church. Amen. So it's really important to ask that question. Why am I asking this? Why am I giving this prayer request? Am I just giving this prayer request because I just want everybody to know? Or do I really want people to get a hold of the throne of God and for them to be delivered and set free by the power of God? Amen, church. So it's important, right? And the Bible is, listen, somebody tells you something in confidence, Proverbs tells us not to be a talebearer. Amen, church. And that's how problems can get started. Somebody tells you something, and listen, if they keep telling you stuff, you can just stop it and just say, hey, hold on. That's not relevant. I don't need to know that. I've had stuff told me this past week and the week before, stuff that I really didn't even need to know about people. But they blab it out and say, oh, so-and-so said this and so-and-so did this. And in my mind, I'm thinking, I don't need to know that about that person. I don't need to know this whatsoever. How about we just pray for them and show the love of Jesus Christ? Because this is what happens. When we talk about people, we're taking the situation in our own hands. And we're not letting God take care of it. Are y'all with me this morning? I hope this is helping us, because it's helping me. It's helping me. And so we can disguise gossip. We can disguise it. How many knows this question? Did you hear? Did you hear about that? Did you hear? And if you hear stuff like that, man, you better. I know we talk about taking our walls down and being vulnerable before God and confessing our faults and stuff, but there's a point in your life where you got to put up the guard and say, wait a minute, I don't want you to go in detail on that. Because what happens is stuff gets stirred up because somebody won't be quiet about other people's problems. Y'all with me? And what's going on in their life. And they spread rumors. Even if it's true. It don't have to be false. It could be true. Amen? You say, well, how are we going to help them? How in the world are we going to help them? We'll pray. Mention their name, but don't tell their whole life story. Can I preach this morning? I remember one time years ago, it was somewhere else. We was taking up prayer requests. And I kid you not, this person had a prayer request, and it took her 15 minutes to give the prayer request because she was so busy talking about their life. Y'all with me? And now I would just say, yeah, we know that, sister. We'll go ahead and start praying now. Now I would do that. But back then, you know, I was just, you know. And so, guys, if it's taking you 15 minutes to give a prayer request, you need to reevaluate what you're saying. Amen? What you say is so important, so important. Get in the habit of not spreading gossip. Another way we can sin with our mouth is slander. I see that a lot on social media. They just slander people. And, man, it's... How many knows it gets old, don't it? It's just slander. Slander, this is what slander means. A false and malicious statement or report about someone. We do this all the time. We pass on reports that we don't even have personal knowledge of. We've got to stop passing reports that is secondhand to us. I heard about so-and-so did this, or I heard so-and-so did that. Well, you wasn't there, and you didn't hear them say that. And how do you know if so-and-so is saying that? Well, they're pretty credible. Well, they might not be credible that time. Amen, church. And you can't take secondhand information from what someone else said of what they did. That's how judging starts. Y'all with me today? And you know, I'll see people, you know, and I keep going back to this, like social media will share stuff. And most of that stuff, guys, is secondhand. Right? And they'll talk about people and never met the person before in their life. And we've got to be careful about what we say. Slander, right? Oh, we just heard about it. How do you know? Oh, we just heard it. Oh, I just read it on the internet. Man, guys, you better be careful what you share on there, because not everything on there is true. Right? Forbes.com, sometimes they'll do fact checks to make sure it's actually true. Before you share stuff and before you say stuff to people, you need to make sure in your heart of hearts and that you know for sure that it is true. Because you don't want to be lying, do you? I don't want to lie. Right? So we have to be careful and not slander. And listen, I know I talked on this before, but there's people, they're not quick to talk about a good report of another church of what's happening. But if it's a bad report of another church, oh man, it's all over town before you know it. It's a bad report, bad report. Newsflash, we're on the same team. Amen, church. We're on the same team. So don't get so excited about a bad report about another pastor, another church, another Christian, another believer. Don't get excited about that. You should be excited about that. If that makes you happy and you're spreading it and you're, man, you got malicious intent of your brothers and sisters in Christ. And guys, that is sin. That is sin and it's wrong. And we have to be careful with what we say. Don't speak evil about other people. Pray for them. Pray for them. And tale-bearing, I mentioned this a while ago, it's revealing secrets. Revealing secrets. Here at church, I always believe, and I hope you believe this with me, this should be the safest place to reveal what you're going through. Y'all agree? How many agrees with me that church has not been the safest place to reveal what you're going through? That's why I preach love. Love looks beyond the fault, the issue, and looks at the person, and looks at the need. Love don't go out and spreading it, right? So-and-so is going through this. Well, forget it. Look at what they are. Look at the person, right? This should be the safest place to reveal something about your life no one knows. It should be. And I believe, listen, I believe the Lord is leading this church to the point, to the place, to where people can reveal what's going on in their life and they're not going to get the gavel. Ain't nobody going to say, what? I can't believe you're doing that. What? I can't believe you're in this church. What? Do what? Right? Do what? I can't believe. Listen, Jesus was a friend of, y'all want to say that a little bit louder. Sinners. He was a friend of sinners. So we're a friend of people who are lost and unsaved, right? Because we want to see them healed and forgiven. The Bible says, confess your faults to one another that you may be healed. Amen? Now, we're forgiven to God. We confess to God to get forgiven. Amen? How many of us who are forgiven by God who still are not healed because we can't confess to one another because there's no safe place. Did y'all catch that? Did you catch it? We're forgiven, but we're still wounded and still hurt because we can't open up about the wounds that or whatever we're going through. But if you can reveal to your brothers and sisters what you're really, really going through, and you open, you throw it out on the table, you're being vulnerable, but you can trust your brothers and sisters to say, you know what, I'm not going to judge you. You're still welcome here. I still love you. I still going to show mercy and grace on you. And I'm going to love you. Not for what you did, but for who you are and what God says. Does that make sense? Does that make sense this morning? Creating a safe place for people to confess what they're going through. It's very important. How many's getting help out of this message this morning? I am when I studied it. And the Lord revealed it to me. Listen, when you know something about someone, it gives you power. I want you to listen closely, okay? When you know something, you ever hear, I got some juicy stuff, right? I've got some stuff I know about this person, man. If I told everybody, this person's going to really, really feel the brunt of this, right? I got some juicy stuff about this person. And it gives them power. But listen, if they abuse that, they're going to reap calamity in their life if they go about revealing stuff and telling stuff on people. Guys, that's sin. That's evil. That's not God. Amen, church. Let me give you a quote. Character, everybody say character, is having power and using it wisely. Character is having power and using it wisely. So when you know something about someone, don't you have a bad character. Don't you lower yourself going out and telling everybody about something, about somebody did or something someone said. Amen, church. Have some character and say, you know what, I'm not going to spread that. All it's going to do is cause a division. All it's going to do is cause heartache, all that stuff. We're going to pray. And we're going to be still and know that He is God. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen. Here's another one that we can sin with, cursing. Romans chapter 3 verse 13 says that we are all born into sin. And that cursing comes out of our mouth. Let me read that verse. Let me just read it to you, okay? Romans chapter 3. I'm going to get there here in just a minute, okay? Romans chapter 3 verse 13. This is what he says. Their throat is an open tomb. With their tongues they have practiced deceit. Verse 14. Whose mouth is full of cursing and bitterness. Cursing and bitterness is together. Did y'all notice that? Cursing and bitterness. When I hear people curse, if they're cursing a lot, it's because there's bitterness in there. They're hurt. So I don't look at the person as, oh, he's unintelligent because all he says is curse words and all he says is cuss. He just cusses all the time. There's some hurt deep down in there. And they're so angry and they're so hurt that that's all that comes out. Y'all with me? And if you pray for that person and show love to that person and let them know they're important in God's eyes, they'll be changed. They'll be transformed. Amen? Cursing. Why do we call it cursing? Because it's a curse. When you curse, listen closely. When you curse out of your mouth, you're placing a curse over your life. Y'all with me? So don't curse. Because every time you curse, death and life is in the power of the tongue. You want to speak life. How many has ever hit your thumb with a hammer? Right? And just something just comes to your mind. I don't have to tell you, okay? Right? You know, just different things just comes to your mind, you know? And you just got to say, Lord, help me deal with this, you know? And so it's very, very important. Don't curse because you'll be speaking a curse over your life. Psalms 109, I want to read this scripture here. Psalms 109, verse 17 through 18. 109, verse 17 through 18. And David said this, and I will get there in just a minute. 109, verse 17. All right. As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. Did y'all catch that? As he loved cursing, so let it come to him. As he did not delight in blessing, so let it be far from him. As he clothed himself with cursing, as with his garment, so let it enter his body like water. Like water. Did y'all catch that? See, water and oil don't mix, right? Cursing and blessing don't mix at all. You can't expect to live a blessed life if you're cursing at somebody else all the time. Or if you're cursing, you know, by yourself or whatever. You can't expect to live a blessed life. What comes out of your mouth is very, very important. Here's another way, blasphemy. A lot of times we I'm just going to say this for just to let you know what I'm talking about, right? We'll even watch movies that curse God's name. And it don't even bother us. That should be a red flag to us. Y'all with me? It should be a red flag. But that's one way to blaspheme God's name. But another way to blaspheme God's name is, you can say it like this. God told me this. Did God really tell you that? Did He really tell you that? Now, I'm not saying, I don't want to discourage you and say, and just to get you thinking, well, I'm never going to say that. I don't want you to live like that. But I want you to live with this mentality of, if God really told me, because I have seen it done, people can manipulate other people by saying this statement. God told me to tell you this. God told me you're supposed to marry that person. Do what? God told me you're supposed to do. God told me you better be careful, because you don't want to blaspheme God's name. You don't want to blaspheme him, and you're misusing his name. And by the way, guys, if somebody says God told me this, how do you argue with that? How do you argue with something like that? Are y'all getting something out of that? Be careful when you say God told me. Be careful. Filthy language. Colossians 3:8 says, let all filthy language be put out of your heart, your mouth. Out of the abundance of the heart, Jesus said, the mouth what? Speaks. So if you say it, it was in there. Amen? If you say it, it was in your heart. It was there in the first place. And so Jesus said, out of the abundance of your heart, the mouth speaks. So it's in your heart. Filthy language. Some of us will listen to filthy jokes. Filthy as I'll get out. And right, and it doesn't, no conviction or nothing. No conviction or anything. Guys, that might be a problem. That might be why you might have a problem with lust. Because you're listening to all this filthy stuff, and it's going in your ear, and it's going in your heart, through your eyes, these gates. And that might be why you have a problem with a lot of stuff. It's because you're letting all that filthy stuff in you. Are y'all with me this morning? Filthy language. Let it be. God says, you're a new creation. Colossians 3, you're a new creation. Get rid of the filthy language that's out of your mouth. Get rid of it. Because it's not of God. Hallelujah. So, we got to be careful. Listen, and for you guys, if somebody's saying something that's like, like a filthy joke, filthy language, stand up and be a man and just tell them, say, hey, I don't want to hear that. Just stand up and be a man and just say, hey, that's not for me. That's not for me. My ears are for the Word of God. My ears are for God. Amen? Couple of more ways right here. Contentious speech. How many has met contentious people? They just want to fight all the time. Right? Contentious. What does contentious speech mean? It means hateful, hurtful, malicious, disagreeable. Do not look at your spouse. I looked at you. No. Disagreeable, but it also means argumentative. And there's just some people, they just love to argue about stuff. I mean, it's just their whole life. Argue, contention. I'm going to read one scripture here, two scriptures. Proverbs 21. And I'm going to read a scripture about a woman. And I'm going to read a scripture about a man, okay? Proverbs chapter 21, verse 9. Proverbs 21, verse 9. Better to dwell in a corner of a housetop, the attic. Better to dwell in the attic than in a house shared with a contentious woman. Okay, let's read about a man, okay? Proverbs 26, verse 1. And that's not the right verse, but I will tell you this this morning. The Bible talks about a man being contentious. Look it up in your concordance, okay? All right? Look it up in your concordance. It's there. Contentious. All right. There are people who love to argue, disagree. People who are always arguing their point. Always arguing, always being argumentative. They're developing contention in their life. They're always contending. That's what the root word of contention is contend, to compete. You're competing with your speech. You're competing with it. Listen, no one wants to hang around a contending person who always wants the last word. They got to get the last word in. I'm right, I'm right, I'm right, I'm right. And I've said this before. What's more important, your relationship or being right? What's more important? Is that making sense this morning? Because some of us, now, Pastor, you're saying you don't need to be right? No, I'm not saying that. What I'm saying is that if you put a value over being right than actually investing in the relationship, man, you're headed for trouble. Because now the person in that relationship is going to think, I have no voice. It doesn't matter what I say. And they'll start thinking that. It doesn't matter what I say. Doesn't matter what I say. And all of a sudden, you'll have a relationship. And I'm not, listen, guys, that's not just dating or marriage. I'm talking about friendship. I'm talking about relationships in the church, everything. Right? Guys, you got to invest in your relationship. You got to work at it. Listen, marriage is ordained by God. And I'm going to go there, okay? Marriage is ordained by God. But guys, it's not easy. In case you've didn't know that. That's why you have to be intentional. Everybody say intentional. Great marriages don't just happen. They happen because you want them to happen. Does that make sense? They happen because you work at it. They happen because you choose to send her roses when you're upset at her. When you're angry at her. Right? You choose to do something special for her. You choose. Right? You want to love your husband? Just stop telling him everything he does wrong. You're not going to like me for saying that, I know. Just brag on that one thing he does right. If he gets up 10 o'clock every morning on the dot, then brag on that. Are y'all with me? Just brag on him. Because listen, when you brag on God, what does God do? I love my children. He's praising me. And listen, wife, when you praise your husband, you know what he does? Man, I think I'm going to clean the kitchen. You know what? Yeah. I am. I think I'm going to do this. I think I'm going to do that. And you just telling him, you're just bragging on him. And I'm going extreme with that. But y'all know the point I'm making. Y'all with me this morning? Amen. But I will tell you, though, if you clean the house, you'll be blessed. Can I get an amen? Amen. I said, can I get an amen? Amen. Y'all so holy. You're so holy this morning, you can't laugh. Everybody, you just laugh. Contentious speech. No one wants to hang around a contending person who's always wanting the last word. Here's the last one, all right? Unbelief. Unbelief. It's a sin you commit with your mouth. You got to speak words that build up, right? How many's ever been in a small group and you've been in a Bible study group at home or wherever you're at, and all of a sudden, Mr. Pharisee over here and Mr. Sadducee over here starts arguing about something, about some kind of theological topic, and you're just there trying to just help people, and here they are. They turn it into a big old theological debate, and I'm like, what in the world? And the people that are there that don't know anything about theology, that don't know anything about, they're just like, why are they arguing? Where's the Jesus love at that I've been hearing about? And so you got Mr. Sadducee and Mr. Pharisee. They have no, all they're concerned about is, I'm right. All they're concerned about is he's coming back after the tribulation or before the tribulation. Right? And all of a sudden it can get out of hand, right? Here's a good one. Once saved, always saved. Man, talk about contention right there. Amen, church. Can you worship God with somebody who believes once saved, always saved? Can you worship God with somebody who might not believe that? Can you do that? Are y'all with me this morning? I'm talking about the church, the body of Christ coming together and not majoring on the minors. Amen? We major on minors big time. We major on stuff. And it's just little stuff. Right? Little stuff. Listen, God, there ain't nothing more that the devil would like to have than to people argue over a simple topic such as that. Amen? How many believers are saved? There's nothing to argue about. Did y'all get that? There's nothing to argue about, right? Listen, you're not supposed to live in fear. Blessed assurance, Jesus is mine. He's yours. Listen, don't contend over stuff like that. If you talk about it, discuss it, but man, don't get to the point where you can't stand to look at him. Right? Oh, there he is. The doctor. He believes in that doctrine of devils. You know, y'all with me this morning? There's going to be some differences, but you got to focus on the main thing. And the main thing is bringing people to Jesus, getting into the presence of God, and letting the Holy Spirit speak to them. Because the Holy Spirit can speak way more than we can and better than we can. Are y'all with me this morning? Amen? It's very important. The faith movement, amen? What we speak, that's very important. It is. But I know sometimes it can be taken to the extreme. Let me explain. Faith is not denying the facts. Y'all with me? It's not denying the facts of what's happening, if you're sick or whatever. It's not denying that. But faith will go beyond that and say, I'm going to state the truth. I'm healed. I'm set free. I'm delivered. Y'all with me? So speak faith. Speak faith. It's very important. I said all that to say this morning. The only way God can bless us is if our mouth agrees with His word. It's the only way God will bless us. And so I've been preaching this series for the past few Sundays because I felt like the Holy Spirit was telling me, hey, one time's not enough to preach that. I want you to keep preaching it so we will understand, wait a minute, what we say is so important. Y'all with me? Amen. And I believe this today, that as we leave today, we're going to be changed and transformed by the power of God. I believe that. I believe that with everything within my heart. And what I want to do today, I want you to find someone, and I want you to bless them. I want you to find someone in the church. Just go to them and bless them. Say something nice to them. Pray for them if you want to. We don't have any music right now. Just go to them. Just go to them. Say something nice. Your spouse. You can go to the other side of the church. Go say something nice to them. Bless them with your words. I want you to do that. We're just going to take a couple of minutes right now. Go bless them. Just whatever. Just Jesus loves you or something. Well, I don't know them. Great. You'll get to know them.